All right, everyone get your hymnal now and turn to 262. 262. There is a name I love to hear, I love to sing its word. It sounds like music in my ear, the sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus. Number 265. This is our traditional Father's Day song. We always, about the only one in the book, I think. So we're gonna use it this morning. All three verses. 265. Faith of our Father's living still. In spite of dungeon, fire, and sword, oh, how our heart beats high with joy whene'er we hear that glorious word. Faith of our Father's holy faith, we will be true to thee till day. Faith of our fathers we will strive to win all nations unto thee. And though the truth that comes from God, mankind shall then be truly free. Faith of our fathers' holy faith, we will be true to thee till then. Faith of our fathers we will love, both friends and foe, in all our strife, and precede to and love knows how, by kindly words and birth. Faith of our Father's holy faith, we will be true to thee till death.
Well, good morning. It is good to be here after 40 days of Bible school, and we're still here. After a long week like this, you look back and you say, well, old Noah was cooped up on that ark for 40 days and nights of rain, and then ever how long it took the water to go down. Bible school was wonderful. But Miss Crook is tired. And along with the rest of us, I would like to thank everybody that came and participated. And for all those that came, I think our adult class might have been the biggest for the whole week. And thank y'all for coming, putting up with me. It was a good time. Had a lot of kids. It was good. The singing was good. As you can tell, we're not all put back together yet. Miss Crook, we disassembled the background, and it's in the gym, and we were very careful with the art. So you may have to piece it back together like a puzzle, but it's back there, okay? Thank you. Thank you for everything that you did, and all the teachers, and everyone that served, and everyone that came. It's good to have the Johnson family with us this morning.
Amen.
All of you. Some of you I've known for a while, and some of you I just got to know, and I love your dad, and Donna too. She's all right, but, you know. But we're thankful for y'all. I'm glad y'all are here today.
Amen.
Just join in with us as we worship God. Also, I'm thankful that my mom's here today. It's always good to see her and my beautiful daughter, and I'm so glad she looks like me. And even her old honorary husband, I love him too. So, all right, it's good to see Danton and his family here as well, and Tracy. And there's a whole bunch. I know I'm going to miss some. There's a whole group there and a group here. And we're glad you're here, all of you. And so we just invite you to join in with us as we worship the Lord. Now, I've got some announcements, but I do desire your prayers very much this morning, because I was pretty much brain dead last night, and I was trying to put together a sermon for this morning, and I got up this morning about 7 o'clock and threw all that away and started over again. So I don't have many notes this morning, so I don't know if we'll be here for 15 minutes or 3 hours. Y'all pray whichever way you want.
Hey, Brother Sam, is your mama going to sing for us this morning?
I don't know. Well, maybe next time.
Okay.
Let's see, now I've lost track of where I was at. Have you ever defragged a computer? Well, I don't have a computer, but what I have is pretty fragmented this morning. So, all right. This morning, then we have our announcements. Okay, guys, happy Father's Day. You know that Mother's Day was established as a national holiday way, way back. And Father's Day was only established in 1970, and I'm not sure why that is. We're not as good as you girls. That's what it is. But I'm thankful for you dads that are here this morning and our faithful members, and we're going to talk to you just a little bit here in a minute. All right, this morning we will pass the plate twice. Second time around it will be for Brother Walter. Brother Walter, battling cancer, has a lot of medical expenses. We've been taking up a special offering once a month for him. So second time the plate is passed, that'll be what it's for. Brother Walter had his last chemo treatment, we hope, a couple Thursdays ago. He's going in for a scan Monday, and we're praying that it's all clear. Lauren, you've been on our prayer list here for a while, and we continue to keep you there, and it's good to meet you finally, put a face to that prayer. Anyway, all right, then next Sunday morning will be our youth fund offering, so we'll take up two offerings that day as well. It's for our youth. It's for Wednesday night. It's for, it paid for our trip to Eureka and the Passion Play, and that's what it's for, so keep that in mind. Sunday night, June the 30th, we'll be singing in fellowship here at the church. We do that once a calendar quarter, and so we will come and sing for about an hour or so, and then we'll have food and fellowship after that. You know how Baptists are. We meet to eat, eat to meet, right? So here we go. All right, back there on the back desk, there is a form that looks like this. It is our church directory update. If you don't know, we have a whole book that they put together that has names, addresses, birthdays, and all that stuff. So if you're new here and want to be in it, please fill out a form. If there's something changed, change it, and we'll update that. June 19th, or Wednesday night, in the summer, we do ice cream and Bible stories and give our teachers a little break during the school year break. And so this week, Mary Lou and Leonard Beckwith will be furnishing the ice cream. Now, nursery attendance this morning, Michelle and Holly. And next week, Georgia and Mandy. She don't speak very loud unless she's speaking at me. But she said if you brought food yesterday and you have a dish, check in the fellowship hall, or possibly in a refrigerator. And oh, by the way, thank you, everyone, that brought food. And it was all delicious. And Russell ran off. I can't give him a bad time about a candy bar, but I think I ate too much cake and cookies. I don't need the candy bar, so I gave it to Cindy, and so if it's missing, she ate it. Any other announcements? Anything else? Our hearts go out to you and your family in your time of loss. It's our pleasure to furnish that. And we had a good time getting to know everybody. Any other announcements, anyone? Okay. At this time, then, if you'll stand with me for a word of prayer, our ushers will come forth. We'll take up our morning offerings.
Let's turn now to 145. 145, first and last verses. I will sing of my Redeemer and His wondrous love to me. On the cruel cross He suffered from the curse to set me free. Sing, oh sing of my Redeemer. With His blood He purchased me. On the cross He sealed my pardon, paid the debt and made me free. I will sing of my Redeemer and His heavenly love to me. He from death to life has brought me, Son of God with Him to sing of my Redeemer. With His blood He purchased me. On the cross He sealed my pardon, paid the debt and made me free. Sing, oh sing of my Redeemer. With His blood He purchased me. On the cross He sealed my pardon, paid the debt and made me free.
Y'all may be seated. Y'all, Linda Gale and I don't get to practice too much together. But so we still like to try to sing a little now and then. And this morning we have, I think, a couple numbers we're going to try. Y'all have to pray for me and help me. I'm a little hoarse and having a little problem, but Lord knows that too. So we're going to do one that we've done before. I can see the light.
My days are numbered here on earth. Soon I will cross the bone. But I'm not sad, my heart is glad. I've caught a glimpse of home.
met. We've got one more. This is a new one. We've tried it, I think, once before, but it got a good message to it. Y'all pray for us as we do. I'm in need of a Savior. Sometimes in life, the road gets rough, the path gets dim, fear settles in, and you don't know just where to turn or what to do. I'm glad I know the one above who comforts me with his great love. Jesus, my Savior.
Well, as I told you earlier, this has totally changed this morning, and so it is always in God's hand. We're going to be reading out of the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, and Psalms, chapter 78, if you want to start turning there. Today we celebrate Father's Day, and just to help you ladies out a little bit, if you don't already know this, I have a few things that you might need to know about us guys. If a man says, it would take too long to explain, what he really means is, I don't know how it works either. If a man says it's a guy thing, he really is meaning there is no rational explanation for what I've just done. All of us guys are guilty of this one, I know. He said, if I can't find it, what he really means is, it didn't hit me in the head when I walked in the room. Help. In your driving directions, if a man says, I'm lost, if you ever hear those words, he really means, no one will ever see us again. Just a few funnies about the way those guys are wired. And God did make men and women to be different. Contrary to what the world would have us to believe nowadays, God created man, he created woman, and we are much alike in a lot of ways, but we're different. We're wired different, and there's a purpose for that. I use the analogy a lot of times in Genesis. God created Adam out of the dust of the earth, and all of creation was good, except that man didn't have a helpmate, and God caused a deep sleep to come upon man, and he took a rib out of the side of him, and out of that he formed a woman. I want you to know this morning that God could have formed woman out of the dust of the earth just like he did man. He could have taken any part of man to create woman. He is God after all. But he took a rib, and I believe that he did that so that when a man and a woman walk together side by side through this life, they are a complete unit, blessed by God. Together, we make a complete unit. I look back through here and I see men and women, families. Satan is attacking our families today, but you know, God made us different so that we could complement each other and so that together we might raise our children in a godly manner. Together we make a family unit. In Exodus chapter 20 and verse 12, it says, "Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee." And then in Ephesians 6 and 1, if you turn there, it says this, kids. Oh, wait a minute, that's all of us, isn't it? Children, obey your parents in the Lord. Did you ever just read that and stop right there? You see, I think a lot of times we skip right over that punctuation. Because children, we are to obey our parents in the Lord. I'm going to talk about that a little more as we go on down through here. But listen, guys and gals, it's our responsibility to teach our children about God and about Jesus. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Remember we read in Exodus, that thy days may be long upon the land. There is benefits to obeying your parents. Also, obeying them in the Lord has promised. That it may be well with thee, in verse 3, and thou mayest live long on the earth, and ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Boy, there's a lot in that little scripture right there. I want to tell you this morning that if you've heard me preach and speak very much, you know I've said this before. I've been very blessed to have a godly father and a godly mother. And they raised me in church, and they did the best that they could to teach me about God and about Jesus and about the way I should act, and not always done the best that I could, but I'm thankful for my parents, for my dad, who was indeed a godly man. He's went on to be with the Lord, but I know that I'm going to get to see him again one of these days. But listen, dads, fathers, it says, provoke not your children to wrath. I want you to think with me for just a second. We talk about this often, and it's so important that we lead by example. Have you ever drug an old log chain? Anybody know what I'm talking about, old log chain? If you ever drug one around, it'll follow you wherever you go. Have you ever tried to push it? It don't work so well, does it? Fathers, we can try to push our children into something, anything. A life of servitude, a life of study. And if we push, it doesn't work so well. But when we lead, it's a lot easier for them to follow. Provoke not your children to wrath. You ever heard that old saying, monkey see, monkey do? You know that our children, by the way, if we look back at ourselves, we know that we've been in the same place. They do what they see us do. We are, after all, products of our raising. We can tell them to be good, to do good, to act right every day of their little lives. But if they don't see us doing it, they're not going to follow. I think from yesterday's funeral service over Brother Sam's mother, that was one of the things that, I know we're talking about dads, but we're talking about parents, but that was one of the things that really struck me poignantly, is that she made sure that her children always had a devotion before they went to school in the morning. I can say that my dad always put God first in his teachings and corrected me and wanted me to act right. It's important that we lead by example. Dads, it's important that our kids see us pray. It's important that our kids see us read and study. It's important that our kids see us faithful in church and service. Now, I can stand before you this morning here at Oak Hill Missionary Baptist Church and tell you that beyond doubt, this group of men here exceeds any group of men I've ever been around in church, and their faithfulness and their dedication to God, and we're truly, truly blessed here. And God's blessed us with good, godly leaders here. And that's the way it's supposed to be. Men, to be the spiritual leaders of your household. If you read over in Psalms chapter 78, beginning in verse 5, it says this: "For he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers, that they should make them known to their children." You know, I'm very thankful for the ladies. I know that my wife was very dedicated in reading Bible stories and was instrumental in teaching our kids about God and about Jesus. But guys, if you have a good wife that teaches your kids, be thankful. But that does not relieve you from your responsibility. Oh, by far it doesn't. But what it does is it supports what you're supposed to do. God established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare unto them, and declare them to their children, that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments. And y'all have heard me say many times here at this church that we're only one generation away from apostasy, false teaching. God established a covenant, and men, it is our responsibility. Like it or not, guys, it's our responsibility to make sure that the Word of God is passed down to our families, that they might know it and that they might pass it down to their families. If I let down that chain link, think of how many people that trickles down to. My kids, my grandkids, my great-grandkids, their kids, a whole generation. Fathers have a great responsibility in raising their children, passing the ability to walk with God to our children is a great task, but it's one of great reward when you are able to see your kids and your grandbabies in church. It blesses your heart. Guys, we lead by example, and people are watching. Men, And you're supposed to be the spiritual leader of your household. That's the way God set things in motion. And that's pleasing to God. Show your children by reading and studying. Show your children by being in church. Show your children by your prayer life. You know, manhood is being attacked by Satan in the world today more than ever. We have so much stuff going on in our world today, and we have something that they're calling gender fluidity, whatever you want to call it. I don't know what to call it. I want to tell you something. God made you who you are. Be proud of it. Be the best you can be. That applies to all of us. We even have some men running around the country on national television now apologizing for being a man. Men, be proud that God gave you the ability to be a man. Embrace the responsibility that God gave you and let God bless you. I'm proud to be a man. I make no excuses for it. I thank God for making me who I am and giving me what few abilities I've had. Be the man who God made you to be. Romans 5 and 17 says very plainly this, guys and gals, for if one man's offense, death reigned by one. He's talking about Adam and sin in the garden. Much more they which receive abundance of grace, the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Jesus is our example. You know, we have scripture in the Bible that says, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. It's a responsibility, but a pleasure. But if we are really the men that we are supposed to be, guys, we follow the example of Jesus Christ. Let me tell you just a little bit about Jesus. Jesus, God in the flesh. Jesus, in heaven. Jesus gave of himself. God did it. And he came down here and he lived that perfect, sinless life as an example to us. A strong male figure, Jesus Christ, led by example, fulfilled the law, gave himself there on the cross that the world might be saved by the grace of God. He gave everything because he loves us. Men, be a man, but you know there's nothing wrong with being a loving man and a giving man and a compassionate man, and show your family and your loved ones how you care for them. Jesus did, and he's our example. He sacrificed even his very life for us. The example Jesus leaves us as fathers is also the example of humbleness. Jesus humbled himself before his Father God and served his every wish and desire. Men, you can be strong and be humble. You see, meekness is not weakness, it's strength under control. And in order to serve others, we must first humble ourselves before God. When we get our lives right, men, we serve a risen Savior. And that allows us to follow the example. As I said earlier, this church is blessed. And I hope y'all know how much we're blessed by godly fathers who lead by example. men, on this day that the world has decided to honor you, I honor you in your service. But I thank God for you every day and the example that you leave here in this church. Keep up the good work. Don't let the world change who you are. Don't let anyone tell you that it's a shame to be a man. Be a real man. Be a godly man. Be an humble servant. A leader, a teacher, leading by example. Be the example of what God intended for the head of the household to be. A man led by God. Leading our families toward that Christian life that means so much to us. That's serving God. That's the fulfillment of really everything that we strive for in this life. I'm thankful for you guys. I hope you have a happy Father's Day. But listen, if you're here this morning and maybe we need to work a little bit on being that spiritual leader, Jesus was the perfect example to us. He led by example. He followed the will of the Father. Guys and gals, everybody here this morning, I want you to know that Jesus Christ wants you to be the child of the King. He gave himself for you. All you have to do is accept the gift that he gave you. Jesus gave himself there on that cross of Calvary so that we might live. It's that gift of God. We are saved from the penalty of sin by the grace of God through our faith in Jesus Christ. Men, thank you for leading your families. Keep up the good work. Ladies, I thank you as well. Church, I thank you for being the church that you are. But be ever vigilant. Be ever careful that we don't fall down in our duties to Christ, that our kids and our grandkids might see Jesus through us. This morning, if you're here and you don't know Jesus, I pray that the Spirit would convict you, that you might come to know him before it's eternally too late. Jesus Christ loved you, and he gave his life for you, just like he did for me. Maybe there's something else that you need to get right in your life, or maybe the Spirit is leading you to something. You know what the Spirit's leading you to. But as we go about this day, honoring fathers worldwide, let's honor the fathers who led by example and became the Christian leaders that God intended them to be. If you would, I would ask you to stand with me. I would ask our song leader and our pianist to come. Bow with me, please. Our Father, as we come to you this morning, thankful for Jesus and the example that you and your Son are to us. I thank you, Lord, for all these godly fathers that are here. Lord, I pray that if there's fathers here that maybe are not that example to their families that they should be, that the Spirit would convict and that they would know that there is a reality serving a true and living God, and that their family and friends' spiritual welfare depends on their leadership and their example. Lord, if there's any lost here amongst us today, I pray that the Spirit would convict, that they might know that Jesus loves them and that he died for them, and that they too can have the assurance of a brighter future by accepting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Lord, I pray your will in each and every heart, mind, and soul here today. In your precious Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
192. Come every soul, my sinner abreast, there's mercy with the Lord, and he will surely give you rest by
as y'all know, we've been blessed by the presence of these wonderful people and some others lately. And Miss Sandra and I have talked, and Brother Joe and Miss Betty and I have talked. And this is Miss Sandra Smith, if you don't know her name. And she wants to join this church by letter from Mountain Valley Baptist Church. What's the will of the church? All right, we have a motion and second. We accept it by letter. All those in favor? All right. Any opposed? I know there's not. Brother Joe Dempsey and Miss Betty Dempsey also want to join by letter from Mountain Valley Baptist Church. What's the will of the church? All right, all those in favor? Any opposed? Thank you. God bless y'all, and we're proud to have y'all. And we're going to give y'all a right hand of Christian fellowship. And when we get your letter, which hopefully will be really soon, we'll give you another hug on church fellowship, okay? Now, we're hugging a bunch here. And so if you're not a member here and you want to come around and give them a hug and tell them you love them, please feel free to do so.
We'll just continue with 192 on the second. For Jesus shed his precious blood, rich blessings to be sold. Plunge now into the crimson flood that washes white as snow. Only trust him. Trust him now.
Okay, one thing, we're so blessed to have y'all. And we hope that we can be a blessing to you like y'all have already been to us. And so we welcome you with open arms. And we're thankful God sent you our way. Man, it's good to be here.